Hi, I'm Scott.
And I'm Michelle, and we are the owners of the Main Street Mouse.
This is the Main Street Mouse weekly podcast, show number 228 for May 4th, 2026.
For your safety, remain seated with the doors closed, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside while the tram is moving. And supervise your children.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Soaring to tower, we are ready for takeoff.
Dead men tell no tale.
I know not who you are, nor how I came to find you. But may I just say, I...
Everybody, here we go.
Here we go.
Hi, everyone.
Happy May the 4th to all you Star Wars fans out there.
May the 4th be with you.
And tomorrow's Revenge of the 5th.
It is.
I don't know what the 6th is.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Couldn't you say Revenge of the 6th also? Because it sounds like Sith.
I guess you could.
I think those days could apply like two.
So
Go ahead.
I was say, do you know what the original name of the third movie in 1983, which we know as Return of the Jedi, do you know what the original name was?
You told me before.
Revenge of the Jedi. And that's there were some posters that leaked out that said Revenge of the Jedi, and then George Lucas decided a Jedi would never seek revenge, so he had to change it.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, because Jedis are supposed to be like goody-goody people.
They are goody-goody people.
So I guess I would be one, but...
You'd be like Anakin, though. You wouldn't follow the rules.
You'd make up my own rules.
You would. As you went along, you'd make up your own rules along that. So you might be on the outside looking in. People are going to be like, oh, wow, yeah, she is a Jedi. And then they're going to be, and then.
I have a dark side.
Then, like Ronnie, they look at your playlist and they go, oh, she's got a dark side.
I got a dark side. So. You know what? You gotta be careful of people like me, right?
You got it, Anakin. Oh, Annie. Anyway, before we get on to any big part of our show, you have a big announcement to make.
I guess I do.
You do?
You kind of put me on the spot there.
You said you wanted to do it early on, so I'm doing it.
I know, but I didn't know how you were going to do it.
I didn't know how I was either until I just started talking.
Well, goodness gracious. Okay, well, sorry, my voice is kind of cracking here. I've been sick for over a week, so I'm going to try it, okay?
It has been over a week.
It has been, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, my big announcement is my fourth book has been released.
Finally.
Published. Done. After all this time. And I'm very proud of it. It is a lot of, it was a lot of work, a lot of heart went into it, of course. But it's called Daydream Believing, Confessions of a Grown-Up Princess. And what it is life stories with a Disney twist. It's 20 short stories about different scenarios in life. I wanted it to be kind of like a Disney, like Carrie Bradshaw type of thing. But then when I started writing the stories, they were just so me. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't have writing style of somebody else. You got to be yourself. Right. And that's exactly what this is. It took me a very long time to make it how I wanted it. And then you just decided it's going to publish. It's going to print because...
I'm not playing games anymore.
Because we're not playing games anymore. Because I'm the one who was the holdup. But it is ready to go. We have a pre-order for signed copies. Right. And where can they find that?
You'll find that actually on themainstreetmouse.com. If you go there in the... menu bar, you will see Order Michelle's Book. You will also see a widget on the right sidebar of the website where you can click on that photo and it will take you to our order page. And there you just, it's $20 for the book and shipping. We combined it all to make it easy, one-stop shop for everybody. So you can go there, order it, it's $20. Michelle will sign them. You can specify in the purchase if you want it signed to your name, if you just want her to sign her name in it, whatever you want to. You can order multiple copies. They make a great gift.
Sure do.
Anybody you want to give, start stocking up for Christmas. Give them to everybody, male, females, children, whatever.
Yep.
but no, it's a really good book. It is a, I don't want to say it's a quick read, but each chapter is kind of a quick read because it's a story that grabs you. You read the story and then you don't have to read them in order. There's no order to this book. You could read it. You could read chapter 20, then you can jump to 10.
You really can. Yeah. Actually, no, I suggest read chapter 1. Because it does recap a lot about me. So people that didn't read Moving to Main Street USA aren't going to know, wouldn't know a little bit about me. So chapter 1 kind of is a little bit about that. It does have a little bit of recap in it. But after that, have at it. And it's chapter 20, I think, is a good closure. So like chapter 2 through 19, you can bounce around. But I really hope that you enjoy it. I hope you support it. I hope you share with your friends. A lot of heart went into this. And I'm really excited. And I am hoping and praying that you guys love it as well.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. With social media and how much it holds everybody down, honestly, getting the word out. It's very hard to get the word out. And it's very hard for us to know if it's doing well or not, because we don't know with social media.
Yeah, we don't know.
So the best thing, we encourage you all to purchase. We would love it if everybody bought the book. If you're unable to purchase the book, though, right now, for whatever reason, please share it with your friends. Please share it on your Facebook wall, your Instagram, your TikTok, your Twitter, your X, whatever social media platform you enjoy, because spreading the word, like we talked about the last few weeks, is the best thing you can do for a small business.
Honestly, it's the biggest blessing that you can give somebody is to just share. Mm-hmm. So that would be super awesome.
It would be.
And I hope you love it. And here we go.
No, I'm proud of you, finally, because you started writing the book during COVID, actually.
Yeah, I had the idea during COVID.
You had the idea, and then it got scrapped for a few, or not scrapped, but shelved. I'll say it got shelved.
Big time shelved.
Shelved for years. You didn't know where you wanted to go with it. You weren't feeling it exactly how you wanted it. The vision wasn't there. And then you've picked it up from time to time, maybe rewrote a chapter, added a chapter, took out a chapter, all kinds of things you did. And then probably a month and a half ago, you recorded your show, your Thursday night podcast, Day Dream Believing podcast. And you came out to me and you're like, we're retitling the book. Why am I trying to make it something that isn't what I want it to be? And that's when you renamed it to Daydream Believing, Confessions of a Grown-Up Princess.
The original name of the book was Diz in the City.
Diz in the City. And it was kind of based on the show Sex in the City with Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah, we didn't talk about all that stuff in the book, though. It was just
short stories.
Right.
But I'm glad you, during your podcast, came up with that idea, because I think it was a better idea. I think the book came together really well. I like how the cover came together.
The cover looks nice. It's very sparkly and pretty.
It is. It's a great book. It's not like filled with color pictures and everything. There's only one picture per chapter and it's in black and white. So it's not all flashy or anything like that. But I think you'll enjoy it. If you read Moving to Main Street USA, you're going to love this book. If you haven't read Moving to Main Street, you're going to love this book. And then you're going to want to go read Moving to Main Street.
Yeah, it might inspire you to go read my first book.
Exactly. So good job. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Proud of you for doing this.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to, you guys, I'm telling you, if you order it, we won't bother you. But otherwise, we're going to bring this up every week.
We're going to bother you.
Yeah, until you just order it. And unfortunately, even if you order it, there's no way to skip that. So we're sorry for those of you that do order it. But no, we appreciate the support you guys have given us over the years. And doing this, this is a huge way to support Michelle's writing. Hopefully, there's more books to follow with this. She does have other ideas. Another kid's book eventually in come there. We're going to redo the first one, moving to, How Many Sleeps Till Disney, because we're going to rename it to How Many Sleeps Till Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
For reasons we have to. And we're going to do that. And then we'll have that republished on Amazon and people will be able to start getting that book again as well.
Right. We got ideas. But right now, I would love to see this book springboard and do well. So thank you, guys.
And if anybody from one of the big publishing houses out there would ever be interested in grabbing this and putting it on the New York Times bestseller list.
Awesome. If you could do that, that'd be fantastic. So, yeah. Any of my books, please grab it. We can work together.
So anyway, so last week we actually had kind of a busy week.
I'm tired.
I know, I'm tired too, and you've been sick, which made it even harder. And actually, last few weeks have been really busy. There's been a lot of news in the last couple of weeks. There was a lot of news last week, so we're gonna try to go through all that at a decent pace
with commentary.
We did talk about that last week a little bit, but hold on one second. I'm just gonna do Adventures in Florida Living first. Okay. Monday we did our show. Tuesday, kind of a down day. Wednesday, down. And then Thursday, you had to get up because you had a tour of the new DVC resort. Actually, nope. Stop. Rewind.
What?
Last Tuesday, we actually got invited by our friend Alan to come.
Oh, that was last Tuesday?
That was last Tuesday. We got to.
Oh, my goodness.
He invited us to go over to Bay Lake Tower with a bunch of his other friends. And he's from Chicago, so he ordered Chicago-style pizzas, shipped in, and then made them up there and had friends over there, and we got to watch Happily Ever After from Bay Lake Tower, I think floor 9?
Theme park view.
Theme park view.
It was beautiful. I was very relaxed watching the monorail go back and forth.
I was too. It was
crazy. Like, you know what? And, you know, sidebar, and I talked about this on my show as well. First of all, I would love to have a room like that.
Oh my God, it'd be awesome.
And second of all, if we were lucky enough to have that, I would want to spend my evenings probably at, well, it depends how many nights we stayed, but one evening on the balcony, just watching all the happenings.
Oh, yeah.
Because you see the buses, you see the monorail, you see, you know, all of it. And you see, like, the rides going.
Right.
And as it gets darker, the castle changing color. And then got to watch Happily Ever After.
And hear it.
And hear it, because you can pipe it in.
Right. From your TV, there's a panel that pipes in. Now, it's off by maybe a half a second. So if you know the show like we do, you will notice that little things are off, but it's not enough to make you say, oh, turn it off. It gives you the feels.
You could even see Tinkerbell fly from up there.
Which I didn't think we'd be able to see her, but we did.
Yeah.
Photo. We didn't have a good enough camera.
No, I think I have video of it, actually, but I didn't get any pictures.
Okay. But yeah, it was really cool up there. So, Alan, thank you for inviting us out. We had a great time. And hopefully we get invited again next year. Because it was fun.
It was a good time.
So now go back to what I was really saying. So Thursday morning, you had a tour at the new Lakeshore Lodge DVC resort that's over near the Wilderness Campground, Fort Wilderness Campground.
Yes, it is where Mickey's Backyard Barbecue and River Country.
Right. And this was originally an idea that was started, and then COVID happened, and it kind of was put on hiatus.
And then nobody talked about it. Did you notice that?
No.
Like, it was like radio silence when it came to that hotel. And then all of a sudden, we're like, oh, there's construction over there.
Yeah.
And then people started talking about it again. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to out myself. I didn't realize what the name of the resort even was.
Oh, wow.
Because nobody was talking about it.
No, it was, like you said, it was dead silence. I mean, I don't even remember seeing a blog come out from the parks or any announcement from the park saying, hey, we've started construction on this. This is the estimated opening date. Maybe in the DVC world they talked about it.
Maybe. A few days before that event, they finally put out an artist rendering of the front of the hotel. And then at this media event, we were the first to see the artist rendering of the back of the hotel that actually faces Bay Lake.
Right.
So we got there, and there was only a handful of people, sites that were there. I dare say journalists, because it was all people that write.
Right. It was the journalists, not the influencers.
No, there's no influencers there. So they took us back and gave us breakfast and this nice little setup at Hoopty Doo Review.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really good breakfast, by the way. And then two of...
I love a good breakfast.
I love a good breakfast. So two of the Imagineers that are working on the resort... they had a TV, and they showed us the artist rendering, and they were talking a little bit about the resort and giving us some information. I'll get back on that in a minute. But then after all that was over, we walked over to the boat dock, which was right there, and one of the little ferry boats that go back and forth.
Yeah,
they put us on one of the boats, and the Disney cast members that were running the event and the Imagineers were on the boat with us. So they said we were going to get a look at the construction site.
Right.
So basically, they took the boat closer than what the regular ferry boat does.
Right.
And
that's because it's a full construction site. You can't be...
Like, you can't... Like, the pool isn't built yet. Right. You know, like, they're... The artist rendering and what they got going on is... you can kind of see what's happening, but not fully.
Okay. So you're starting to see it come together, yes. But it's not there yet. Not even close.
Absolutely. Okay. So, so they told us we could ask questions.
Right.
And it's funny, you ever hear people talk and say things without saying things?
Okay.
I guess. Like, we were asking questions, and they were like, you know what, that's a great question. But we can't answer that right now. you know, more to follow on that one.
Right.
And then I'm sitting there racking my brain because most of the questions that were being asked was that kind of, that's a great question, more on that later.
Right.
Okay, so you know me, I got to come up with something. So I raise my hand and I'm like, hey, all right. So they have these, what is it? Oh my God, the triangle.
A-frame.
A-frame. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm not feeling great. Little cottages on each side. Now, mind you, this resort is huge. It's like big, like Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Okay.
Like there's two separate parts.
It is
huge. Okay. But on each side of the big buildings are a couple of these pointy little cottages.
Okay.
So I decide I'm going to ask about those.
Okay.
I mean, they got to be able to tell me about that, right?
No.
They were talking about how it's going to be like glass from top to bottom.
Oh, wow.
How like when you stay there, you're going to be able to see like what's going on in the lake. If you are, I know what you're going to think, what you're thinking. If you are staying in the ones that are a little further down, you'll be able to see the fireworks. Okay. But also the electric water pageant. Because it goes over there. So my guess is it's going to be that kind of glass that you can see out of, but people can't see in. Is that what you were going
to
say?
No, that wasn't even what I had close to saying.
Oh, really? What was it?
Yeah. First, I hope nobody who lives in glass houses throw stones at me.
Ba-dum-bum.
Secondly, is there shades on the windows? Because I don't want that 7 a.m. Florida sunshine bursting through the windows at the glass where I'm sleeping to wake me up.
I would guess. No, they didn't say that.
Okay.
But I'm guessing yes.
And I have one more question.
What is that?
So there's a time of year where we have lots of bugs.
Okay.
Lots of bugs. And if you go over to the wilderness lodges and things like that, you will see these bugs on a lot of the screening and a lot of that stuff.
All right.
Are they going to be... Because... Going to Cedar Point, I remember the mayflies would cover windows, would cover buildings. Yep. It was nasty. I don't know if I'd want to stay in a place that was all windows that could possibly be covered in bugs the whole time.
From the windows to the wall.
Yeah, I don't want that. Not bugs. Sorry. No.
You didn't get my joke.
I did get your joke right there, Luda.
No window.
Or no, is that Luda?
To the wall. Okay, anyway. Oh my God!
Detroit can't take the Detroit out.
I'm so sorry.
But do you understand what I'm saying, though? I mean, how would you?
I wasn't worried about bugs, honestly.
I think that would be gross to look at your window and you just see it covered in whatever.
I don't,
because you're in the wilderness. Because if you recall,
my gosh, that's the reason. Really?
So the at the Wilderness Lodge, they put screening around the pools and stuff of the little places in the water because the bugs were so bad over there.
What?
So at the Polynesian Resort, there is no screening on the little patio deck area where your pool is. Okay, and people complained that their area would get filled with bugs.
Are you talking about the bungalows at the Poly? Okay.
So when they built the ones at Wilderness Lodge, they purposely screened them in a little bit because the bugs were still bad, but this would at least keep some of the bugs from getting onto the patio.
Okay, so you're getting way ahead. He did not say...
Well, he didn't say much from what you're saying.
Yeah, he said there was a lot of glass, okay? He didn't say about like a little pool in each spot or a hot tub or anything. They didn't tell us a whole lot.
Okay.
But here's what I gathered. Here's what I gathered about the little pointy buildings. All right?
Okay.
Now, this hotel has like 963 rooms, give or take. All right?
Okay.
So they got like 10 of these pointy little houses.
Okay.
They're going to be freaking expensive.
They are.
Because Like, look at the bungalows over at the Poly, right? You got all those rooms and you got like a handful of the bungalows.
Right.
Now, same thing. Wilderness Lodge, there's like 10 the cabins, whatever.
Those are nice.
They're really nice. So, yeah. So, when he's talking about it, I wanted to just say, so what you're saying is, sir, I'm never going to be able to afford to stay there.
But the people must stay or they wouldn't build them.
But only a handful.
Yeah, but I mean, still, if they, you figure, let's say they have 10 of them, there's 365 days a year. So that's, there's 3,600 nights a year of those rooms that would seem like a waste of space if nobody ever uses them.
But there's been a lot of times where we've, you know, at the end of the night or whatever, gone back on the ferry boat and only a couple of those bungalows are being used.
So you kept asking questions. He kept saying, that's a great question. We're going to answer that later.
Wait, wait.
You should have said, my next question is, when is later?
When is later?
That would have been, well, that's a great question. We'll let you know later. Then you could just go on back and forth in a big circle, like a dog chasing his tail.
So what they did say, though, is like the theming, excuse me, the theming is like they do have some animation and some IPs like Bambi. They're trying to do like the nature
thing.
That
makes sense, yeah.
But it's not all. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's just really big, and the pool area is going to be awesome.
Okay.
So yeah, it was interesting to see. I'm looking forward to whenever later is.
Okay. And then Friday, we went to dinner with our friends from Cross Street, Angie and Corey. We went to AJ's in Winter Garden, which was a pizza place down there, which was really good.
We finally found some decent pizza, y'all.
Decent pizza that's not from a window at Epcot where people fight over it when you post a picture of it. But if you're in the Central Florida area, AJ's downtown Winter Garden, really good pizza. They have a variety of different styles. They had Detroit, New York, Sicilian, all kinds of styles. So if you're in the area, go check it out. You will be happy. It's very good pizza.
And if you're not, I'm sure you can send us hate mail because pizza is a very, very rough topic.
And I love to talk and argue with people. On Saturday, we were vendors at the Once Upon a Magic Market in Celebration, Florida, where we were there to represent and promote the House of Mouse Expo.
We were.
We talked to a lot of people.
A lot of people.
And it's just amazing. So this is our fourth year. We've been posting about the House of Mouse Expo on social media since day one.
Right.
And all these people that came through, which are the target audience for the House of Mouse Expo.
Yes, they're Disney people.
And don't tell me 98% of those people don't have a Facebook.
Or an Instagram.
Or an Instagram or a TikTok or any of that. Had no idea this expo even existed.
They're like, oh my gosh, what's this? Yep. Like, what? I mean, a couple of them
knew, yeah.
But there were so many people that did not. And I was very happy to be out there talking to people. But if you want to take the crabby side of things, I run our social media for our stuff. Mm-hmm. It was a little bit frustrating for me.
Oh, yeah.
Almost maddening that I put in all that work every day of my life and it's not being seen. So it makes me, you know, want some choice words from Mark Zuckerberg, of course. You know, okay, I'm not.
Well, what do I always tell you, though? I'm always like, because I know you bust your butt and it brings you down at times. And then what do I tell you? I say, it's social media. You have no control over it.
I know, I don't.
They just want money. But getting out there, and we're going to be at their next two events. The next one is June 20th and then July 7th, I think, is the next one. July 11th, something like that. We will be at their next two shows as well. And those ones are going to be over at a hotel on iDrive.
I'll post them if you see them.
If you see them.
See, this is what makes me worried about my book. This is what makes me worried about everything that we do.
Well, we're going to take your book to the next Once Upon a Marketplace and have it out there to sell.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
we'll take.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like everything that we do, I don't think people fully understand when you have a small business and you have to promote it and how frustrating it is and how a lot of small businesses fail and go under.
I'm going to give them an example of Facebook.
What do you mean?
So yesterday, we're basically almost to the next topic. We'll be there in a second. But anyway, yesterday you shared a video from our friend Greg at Fantasyland News of the hullabaloo at the Magic Kingdom for opening day of Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Oh, yes.
So you put this video on our social media.
I did.
And when I glanced at this video, it had been viewed over 800,000 times. 800,000 times. Now, people will probably sit there and go, wow, if 800,000 people saw this video, you guys had to make some money off of that video. Do you want to know how much money we had made at that point? It was less than $1. So that goes to show you
how hard it is.
How hard it is to make things work on social media. And a lot, and that's why we see these influencers and stuff who don't, we put the most work into our website, of course. We put our work into our articles and the content that you guys can go and read and learn more about. And those articles stay there and they're good forever and they never disappear. But yeah, it is very frustrating the way social media works.
But look how much reach I can get if they let me have it.
So what we need to do is a video for your book.
Something controversial.
We need to take that video of people running and then set up to where they're running to your book. I think that would work perfectly.
I need something that gets people all wound up. But anyway, so we the market was great. We talked to a lot of people. Yep. However, of course, it was outdoors and a tornado warning.
About 3 hours into it, we had to pack up and get out.
And storms were in the area. Yeah, tornadoes. We had a few watches on our weather app. Mm-hmm. And we didn't, I really wanted to wait, but other people around us started to pack up. And then I thought, well, we've worked outside shows before when it's getting ready to rain. And if I hold out too long, we end up getting soaked.
Yeah, we get soaked and we lose some. So we were selling 3D products that I've been making out there, which we did really well, actually. We sold quite a few of those, which I was very happy to see people buying the designs and stuff I've created, which made me feel great. But Chuck and Karen came out there. Greg, Holly, and Rory were out there with us. So we got to, a lot of friends came and visited us that knew we were going to be there.
Yes, Lorraine stopped by.
Lorraine stopped by. Michael and his, and
Kara.
It was just great to see people that we know who love the show. Musha from the 501st was there and talking about how much they're excited about our show.
People are excited about House Mouse Expo. I think you need to be excited too.
Everybody should be excited. But this was a great show. It was a great to connect with our target audience for the House Mouse Expo.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to the next two shows because
they're indoor.
They're indoor, and we can talk about the expo more. So that was good.
Yes.
So after we packed up, we went to a nice little dinner.
Celebration Town Tavern. There.
Yes, I had the best chicken Philly sandwich I've had my entire life.
Those fries were really good too.
Fries were all right, but that sandwich was good. And then they had a really good key lime pie.
Do you still have any of that left?
It's gone. I'll buy a dessert unless it's ice cream, but I'll take it home and make it last a day or two, just to have a little snacky to watch TV or whatever.
Well, I'm glad you got to have.
And then Sunday was Scott Atwood's birthday.
I thought that was canceled.
No, well you were kind of a pain about it, but that Chuck got the waiter to give you a sundae and a candle.
They did. So. And I don't even think Chuck tried. I think the guys are like, I'll bring you an ice cream. And it's like, I can't eat much.
Well, Chuck said it's his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was nice.
Yeah, so that was Saturday with dinner. Then Sunday was my birthday, as you stated. And it was also Big Thunder Mountain Railroad reopened yesterday. And that's where the video, if you've seen it on our Facebook page, you will see the video of the people running. And I laughed at it at first. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's almost like they like Michael Jackson came back to perform or something. Because the way people were running, I mean, it's a roller coaster.
You would have thought that they were giving away something.
Gold pieces to the
like
first
gold.
10,000 people who rode the ride got a chunk of gold because they were running. And I laugh at it because I get it. People are excited about rides, but I'm not going to run for a ride.
I'm not running, man.
I don't run for much.
Like
I used to run for food. I wouldn't do that anymore.
But we got there a couple hours after the stampede, and Disney had putting a lightning lane on my pass, because originally there was supposed to be a media event early in the morning, but they canceled it because of the weather.
They know what the weather was going to be.
So, which I was grateful for because I didn't feel good and I didn't want to be there at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, because we had to get up at like 6 to get you there by 7.
Yeah, I'm so thankful they canceled it. But they did give me a lightning lane. So I went and got on in the lightning lane, easy peasy.
Yeah, you were on and off pretty quickly.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all. You know, it still has all the queue is basically the same, different pictures and such. But the trains are different. The ride vehicles are better. But
do we know why they didn't do like annual pass holder previews?
You know what? A lot of people asked that.
Because I'm assuming, did they do cast member previews?
No.
So why?
Well, I don't know.
That's just odd to me that they didn't do the previews for cast and for and media.
I don't know. Well, yeah, they were gonna for media. They were just gonna have us go on before
couple
the
couple hours before it opened.
Before the park opened.
Yeah, which it just seems odd to me they didn't do that.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I really didn't care if I rode it or not. I mean, I figure I'll ride it eventually. I'm in no big hurry. It's just a roller coaster, so I'm not. I mean, you said everything you said about it sounds great. I will check it out. I used to like that it was bumpy. That was part of the whole appeal of Runaway Train.
In the part that was the most bumpiest by like the goats.
Mm-hmm.
It's still bumpy there.
Okay.
Okay. But as soon as the train starts to take off, I was like, "Oh, this is smoother." And you right away. And you know, it's still the same, you know, same track, but you're going up in the cavern, mm-hmm. and they have all these like it's like a rainbow cavern outside. It's really, really pretty. I think there was where the bats were, but I don't know. I was paying attention to the cavern.
Okay.
But then, you know, same, you go out and but as soon as you go out, it's not fast anymore. So like every spot that went up and over, like, you know, what usually is a quick dip.
Yeah.
They're a little bit slower.
Okay.
But the ride itself is smooth. Now I was doing the single rider thing. So right. I had the whole seat to myself.
Okay.
Now normally, if you are the single rider, you are slammed back and forth. Yep. If you are even riding with a person, mm-hmm. I don't know how many times I've rode with people and had to brace myself so I didn't crush them. Or how many times did you crush me, slam me into the side? Not on purpose.
Right.
But because that was so bumpy.
Yeah, because you had, I remember times when I would film it, I would actually have to brace my legs
yes.
into the cart to keep me still as I could to film it.
Yeah, it's not like that. I sat there and I didn't have the bar like really slammed against my legs. You know what I'm saying? Like
right.
Not super
you didn't
tight.
Want to bruise. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I did not get thrown around.
Hmm.
And I appreciated that because it was just more enjoyable
right.
of a ride. Remember how we were talking, I don't remember, like a couple weeks back, we were talking about the Matterhorn at Disneyland. And how we've been on it, but we don't want to go again.
No intention.
Because it's so bumpy, it's painful.
I don't even fit. I have to sit with one leg crossed under the other to fit because I'm so tall.
Right. But I'm talking about bumpiness.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, we don't go on that ride. Like, a lot of times we just skip Space Mountain here mm-hmm. because we don't, it's too bumpy.
Right.
So, this though, kind of, I hope that they fix other rides like this because it's more enjoyable. You know, you could have a little bit of roughness,
yeah.
but not to the point where it hurts.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you do have to have some rough and throw around.
Well, yeah, because then every ride's the same. If they're all smooth and they just...
No. I don't mean, like, completely, yeah. like, wimp everything out. It's not that. It's to the point where people aren't going to have to go see a chiropractor when they get off the ride.
Okay.
But I loved it. And I'm really honest. You guys know I'm honest about my reviews on things. And I absolutely loved it. I thought it was well done. I thought they made the right changes. Yeah, bravo. I mean, it's been closed since last year, and they did a lot of, you know, changing things out. It's fantastic.
Okay.
It's good.
Well, I know we've talked a lot, but I was going to bring up another topic that you're going to want to talk a lot about.
What's that?
Captain Cook's.
Son of a gun.
So we went to the Polynesian after riding the ride to get something for lunch because we were hungry. And I love their pulled pork nachos they do over there. And you used to get the chicken skewer kids meal that came with rice.
The pineapple.
Pineapple and rice on it. And you used to get that every time we went over there.
Delicious.
And we went to order it on the app before we got in there, and it wasn't on the app anymore. And I'm like, oh, well, maybe they have something else. So we waited till we got there to order. And lo and behold, it wasn't on the – well, the one you were used to is not on the menu anymore.
All right. You ready for it? I'm fuming about this one. Fuming. And I know some of you out there agree with me because you've told me.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh my God, you guys. Instead of the white meat pieces of chicken on the skewer, like
with
a kebab.
Teriyaki sauce.
With the teriyaki sauce and the pineapple. They put a chicken drumstick on the skewer.
Or on the...
On the pokey thing.
Yeah.
Just like it's like speared Because you can't do that because it's on a bone. Like a chicken leg, a little tiny chicken leg.
And it was little. I've seen bigger chicken wings.
on the little wooden pokey thing.
Mm-hmm. Skewer.
Outrageous. The audacity of them.
That is becoming your Heinz ketchup.
No, because you know what? Okay, wait. Because this is some bull. All right? Because Disney food has gone down in quality.
Walk-ups especially.
Walk-ups are garbage, okay? And there's only a few that you know are pretty solid. Yeah. Like, you know, like, let's go here. And that's why we didn't eat at the park, you know, because you like the one over at the Poly.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's nothing in the park that I love to go get when I'm at Magic Kingdom. Because to me, the only one that's good is the corn dog that I get where you get the funnel cake.
Right.
That's the only good one. And that's Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow. Yeah, they'll probably mess that up too.
Oh, yeah.
But what in the world? You know, I want to write a scathing article about.
You keep saying that.
I'm going to because, you know, you're going to charge more. You're going to charge more. Here goes my voice for this crap food. And you're taking away our white meat and putting this nasty, disgusting, gristly, shiny, slimy chicken instead of the white meat. Are you nuts? There's got to be a way. I'm going to write a letter.
You better write a letter to somebody.
Because that's outrageous. How dare you? How dare you? And then you're going to charge more? You can't use a drumstick on a chicken skewer. Are you nuts? That's not how that works. But, okay, so you know, they're taking the chicken sandwiches, not all but most. How long until it's nasty, shiny, fatty, dark meat chicken?
I just want to know how many chicken tenders they throw away a day that they couldn't just replace.
Use the freaking chicken tender. Use
for
it.
The nuggets, because those are white meat.
Oh, for now.
Don't tell me you don't throw away a bunch of those every night. It's not like at the end of the night they start making them based on order.
So I was talking to the neighbor across the street on Friday night, and Scott mentioned my outrage with nasty chicken.
Well, they listened to the show. They heard your outrage with the nasty chicken.
Well, guess what? Here it comes again. So Angie across the street tells me a little story that they went to the place over in Epcot to get Chinese, which used to be white meat. And she got it, and it was nasty dark meat. She said they threw it away. They didn't eat it. So I have to believe that people are going to get on a bandwagon with me at some point.
But will Disney change it?
But they should. Shame on them.
But you got to remember, Walt Disney World, it's all on tourists. And tourists are here for their week. And tourists just want to eat, and then they want to get back to the ride.
But they want to eat shiny, fatty, gristly
chicken.
Obviously
they do, because think about the pizza in this neighborhood. Or the pizza around Walt Disney World. These places should not be in business. In any other city in America, they wouldn't be, because nobody would patronize them. But because people are in town for a week, they're like, oh yeah, let's just order pizza from this place. And they get in like, it's whatever.
Okay, but Disney should know better.
They should, but if they're giving you... If the walk-ups aren't appeasing people, maybe people will do the sit-downs. And when they do the sit-down, they pay more money for the sit-down. And Disney makes more money on food than they do if you go to a walk-up, which is why walk-up prices have gone up, quality has gone down, and that creates supply and demand for the better sit-down restaurant.
However, they changed the freaking chicken sandwich over at Sci-Fi.
I know.
To a thigh sandwich. Who eats a thigh sandwich?
And they got rid of your steak fries.
Okay. The steak fries are the best fries on property. Now, you can get them at Sci-Fi. No, they still have them at Sci-Fi. But they used to have them at ABC Commissary, right? Because me being a picky eater and I don't eat a lot, I would go in there and I'd just get some fries.
I thought that's where we were going to go to lunch today because we were there.
Well, no, not now. Because they put the same crappy shoestring fries that they have everywhere. And even, you know what? I love a good French fry. That's another tragedy. Because the fries at Disney are gross. Even if you put the nasty ketchup all over it. Even if you use
the
ranch.
Nasty ketchup.
I mean, come on.
So I'm making a call out right now. And I know there's Disney people who listen to this that work at Disney. If you're an executive chef or a chef level of any place at Walt Disney World. And you want to come on and you want to defend that food.
Defend that food.
We would honor that as a call, a Zoom link, whatever you want to do.
There's no defense about the food. For it.
But you know what? I know certain people do like dark meat. And I know for a while there it was a trend to use dark meat in food.
It's not trendy.
It was.
It's cheap.
And there was also a time when white meat chicken had gone so far up in price that that's when they started doing thighs, boneless thighs and stuff because it was so cheaper. Because I remember, was it boneless? Buffalo Wild Wings was using boneless thighs for a while there that you could get instead of getting the normal chicken because they were because chicken there was a shortage and it was so expensive for white meat.
Chicken shortage. Okay. But
it was. But my thing is there's two thighs and two breasts on every chicken. So how can there be a shortage? No, it's that there's an overabundance of the dark meat that nobody's eating.
Disgusting. So shame on you. Shame on you, Disney. Shame.
Call them out.
Shame.
And this will be Michelle's last media event this past week.
I'm sorry.
No, we're honest, and that's the one thing. Nobody can come to us and say, well, you're only telling us what Disney, because Disney has not told us to tell this at all.
Do not make chicken skewers with a chicken leg. All right, I'm just going to say that. Shame. All right.
Okay, so then that brings us to today, Monday, May the 4th. we did run over to the studios to check it out, see what was going on over there. We had lunch at Catalina Eddie's, which is the pizza place down the main street down there by the tower.
Towards the tower.
Towards the tower. Because you like the pizza down there.
It's safe. It's cheese.
You know what it is. So we went down there, had lunch, and then we went, walked through Galaxy's Edge. It was
Went to go see the Muppet Guitar.
Oh, that's right. We went to see the Muppet Guitar, which I realized for the first time today, the guitar is actually upside down, which I never noticed before. And
I wouldn't know that.
I'm not even a guitar player, but looking at it, I know that the whammy bar and the knobs are usually on the bottom of the guitar and the way it's positioned.
So why would they make it like that?
I think just because they wanted the neck of it to go and hold the car at the end where you walk into the area. But
what? I don't know. Anyway, we were
watching the neck of the car comes up, and that's where they do it. If they would have faced it the other way, then how they twisted it to get it down the
side. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I get what you're saying. All right. But it's really cool, though. The colors are really cool. It's going to be just a few weeks until it's open. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I like the colors. I think it's fun.
And then you had another Fox 35, the 407 show, had you on again today at 4:15 to talk about Big Thunder Mountain as well as May the 4th.
Right. So I basically said everything that I said here about Big Thunder and Star Wars Day, just about, you know, the special merchandise that was crowded back there. People walking around in costumes. Just really crowded.
It was really crowded.
So we just kind of walked through Galaxy's Edge. But yeah, so that's what I talked about on TV today.
Okay. And that's Adventures of Florida Living this week. And then we have no upcoming media events this week. I'm sure there'll be stuff for next week. But as of right now, we have nothing this week. And after this
as
show,
right
Disney
this
may not invite us anything next week.
You know what? I will stand on that chicken thing.
I know you will. You will stand on that chicken bone.
I will stand on that chicken.
So I'm going to run through the news. There is a lot of news. There is more news this week than there is when we miss a week sometimes.
Okay, buckle up. Here it comes.
And a lot of it has to do with just a lot of the stuff that's coming up in the fall and such. So let me catch my breath before I start reading through these. If you need to stop me and you want to talk about any of them, please do so.
Okay.
So the first news article that came out after last week's show is that the House of Mouse Expo is proud to welcome Leilani Hsu back. She was at our 2024 show, and she will be returning to this year's House of Mouse Expo. She is the final guest that we have currently booked for the show. Mm-hmm. We have no plans of booking anymore, but you never know what could happen.
Who knows?
Things with this show have not gone how we ever thought they would, so you never know. There
you
might be
never
more
know.
But yes, we're very happy to have her back. She's a fantastic guest.
Very sweet.
And you're going to definitely want to come and meet her. House of Mouse Expo, July 31st through August 2nd at the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista, Disney Springs area of the Walt Disney World Resort.
Either.
Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party dates were announced, and we speculated about this last week because they put out clues that was going to happen, and we said August 7th the date. We believed it was going to kick off, and lo and behold, the next day it was August 7th.
It was August 7th, too freaking early.
Yes, really early, really hot still here, but again, if Disney can sell tickets and they're going to sell out those parties, why not do it?
You know, got to pay for that dark meat chicken.
A new character meets coming to Epcot for pass holders, which I think debuted this past week.
Yeah, May pass 1st. Holder stuff kicked off, yeah.
Yep, so you want to check that out. Also, make sure you check out the 40% off at certain dining locations Monday through Thursday.
Yeah, read the fine print on that.
Yeah, don't go there on a Friday. I think you're going to get 40% off. But if you go there Monday through Thursday, it's actually a really good deal for all those different locations to eat. Epcot's International Food and Wine Festival dates and more details came out this past week, which is the big festival every year at Epcot. Not to be forgotten about the other four festivals, three festivals they have there. But this is the big one, usually the longest one, the best concerts are usually at this one. Lots of food, lots of beverages. Just a fun
lots
one.
Lots of stuff I won't eat.
Lots of stuff you won't eat. Also, and one of the things in Disney's things they put out about Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Parties, there was a little line in there that we kind of really speculated on. And it said something about possibly roaming villains will be in the park during the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. So we kind of put that out there. Did anybody else catch it? And what were your thoughts? Not necessarily to say clickbait, but what did you think about this line if you read it? And I think it does mean we're going to see some roaming villains.
Like they do out in Disneyland.
Like they do at Disneyland, which is such a great way to meet characters or just have them pop up, take a picture.
It really is.
It's so much more fun that way. We got a shriek peek at the new Disney Halloween merchandise for this year.
You said a shriek peek.
Yes, that's what they put on it. That's what it was.
Oh, called. I get it.
Use their words.
Shriek peek. Shriek. Okay, yeah.
I thought it was funny. But you can check all that. Again, all these news stories are hyperlinked to where from the show notes. You click on the link and it will take you to our website. You can read the full article or see the photos of the different things in the merchandise this year. I think so far it looks pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Legoland Resort presents a Bricktastic FIFA World Celebration. So that has to do with the World Cup soccer information. And there's all kinds of stuff going on there. And I know they came out with the new the trophy Lego set that you can get made. Everything you need to know about Halloween on the High Seas. They dropped that information again because there was a lot of Halloween stuff that all dropped last Tuesday. And this was just another thing of Halloween and what it's going to be like on the boats. Walt Disney World's Fall 2026 Guide, Halloween Events, Food, and Seasonal Fun. So even more information about what's going to be going on for Halloween this year. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge expands the timeline at Disneyland with new characters, new experiences. We've talked about this a couple times, but they put out some more information about it. It's a lot of the original trilogy characters are going to be making their way into the parks, which I think is long overdue and very excited for that. And I can't wait for that to happen at Walt Disney World, which I know it will eventually. Being today is Star Wars Day, there was a couple articles for merchandise that came out. So one of them.
So much merchandise.
Lots of merchandise, but this was one of them that came out last week for merchandise to hit. Big Thunder Mountain Railroad returned to the Magic Kingdom. We've already talked about that. That was just an article talking about that. It was getting ready to return. We put out a blog about all the information, or all the shows, I should say, coming to Disney Plus for May of 2026. Because there is so much stuff that drops every month on Disney Plus that we thought it'd be a good idea to share that with you so that way you might know more what's coming. Disney Lorcana Wilds Unknown brings Pixar characters and new gameplay into 2026. So if you're a Lorcana fan, the new set came out, Wilds Unknown, and they're introducing the Pixar characters into the whole lot. Not all characters, because the next set is actually going to bring in the Monsters Universe, the next set of Lorcana cards that are coming out. So we'll see. Can't wait to see that, too. These ones were pretty cool, though. Grogu grows up in The Mandalorian Grogu. So this was an article that they introduced Dave. No, it wasn't Dave Filoni. It was John. I can't think of his name right now.
Okay, I don't care. Just keep going.
I know you don't care, but the people listening. Wow, that was really rude.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It was just talking about how Grogu.
I was trying to help you out. If you didn't know his name, you could just keep going.
You could have just reminded me.
I don't know.
He was on. Oh, my gosh. You were there. John Favreau.
Oh, that guy. I was going to say Favreau, but it didn't. Yeah,
he's the director of the movie.
Okay. John Favreau.
My mind slipped. Sorry. But, yeah, he talked. This was an interview that he did with StarWars.com about Grogu's becoming bigger character now in the Star Wars universe.
So cute.
So, Devil Wears Prada 2 merch came out, and they dropped Funko Pops and clothing and all kinds of stuff for that. Wishes Assemble brings heroes to Disneyland. So the Make-A-Wish Foundation, along with Disney, started granting wishes. It was their week of granting wishes and kicked off last week. Universal Orlando debuts their summer film experiences. So they're going to really lean back on a lot of the classic films that Universal Orlando did, Studios did with E.T., Back to the Future, Jaws, a lot of those. And actually some of them are going to be coming back in theaters at Universal's theater at CityWalk. Inside Disney's Padme limited edition doll magic for Star Wars Day today. So that was a new doll that was added to the collection. And also the Padme Amidala Lakeside Collection was revealed last week. Lilo, who is actually a child, who is a Make-A-Wish child, was granted her wish at Disneyland and had the whole fairy godmother. She was Bibbidi-Bobbidi-Boutique as Cinderella and got to live out her dream and her wish that day. So it was a really great article to read. If you have time, go check that out. Quest of Wonders and more Larkana books are coming to the Larkana world, I guess you could call it, so you can learn more about the game and the cards that are coming in that. Updates on Tropical Americas coming to Animal Kingdom. So this is even more information about what's going to be coming to Animal Kingdom when that new section that took over for the dinosaur area will be done and what it's going to look like. This was big news, and we did not know about it. We've heard rumors about it for years, but had no idea. Disney World adds a new Magic Kingdom ferry boat. So we will be getting a new ferry boat in 2027, which, yeah, I think it is much needed. It will cut down those wait times waiting for the boat to get back in the evening, especially when it's stacked up. Sneak peek, your tour of the Disney Lakeshore Lodge construction site. So you went in a little bit more detail about what all that entailed. Opening night, Blue Man Group unveiled their new Icon Park home. Blue Man Group used to perform at Universal Orlando, and now they've moved over to Icon Park over by the Big Eye wheel over there, and they debuted on Friday, May 1st. Legoland launched their Galactic Coaster for Space Day. So they actually created a Lego set that has a screen on it, and they played reactions from guests riding their Galactic Coaster on the screen and sent it into space. Kind of a cool little thing, so you can go check out the video all about that. New Mandalorian and Grogu products from Bath & Body Works debuted over the weekend, or was that yesterday?
Today for... Rewards members, and then everybody else the 11th.
Okay, so you can go check that out. And then Star Wars experiences across Disney parks and beyond. So this was a total recap of everything Disney parks across the across the world, I should say, as well as the ships and everything about what they're doing with Star Wars, not just today, but every day. So you can go check all that out. So whole lot of information there, a lot of news. Again, any one of these articles is hyperlinked in the show notes. You can click on it, then you can go read more about it and get all the information if there's anything there that you want to learn more about. Really no updates on House of Mouse Expo. Kind of talked quite a few times about it already. We're just really excited. Make sure you get your tickets. The VIP packages will be done selling the end of May, so you're going to want to make sure you get your VIP packages if you're wanting that, just because we have to put an order in for the swag as far as shirts and things like that and get the right sizes for everybody. So we have to close that a few like 8 weeks before the show actually takes place. That way, make sure we can get what we need. So make sure you get out there, purchase your tickets. Don't wait. HouseOfMouseExpo.com. Also, you'll be able to purchase your photo passes, or I'm sorry, your photo packages with the different celebrities and such on there. You can figure out who you want to meet, what you want to meet. We'll be working on the schedule here pretty soon as far as the panels and such. So stay tuned for all that information. It should be all coming out over the next couple weeks. So now the Disney discussion for this week, or the discussion for this week, you gave me a topic and you didn't say anything else about it. All you said is Disney adults in the news again.
So I'm riled up.
What else is new?
I feel like when I don't feel good, I rile up even easier. Okay, so in the past week, next few days, I want to say, over on X, the topic of Disney adults has popped up again.
Okay.
Because somebody, some guy wrote an article about like somebody spending like $15,000 since 2023 going to Disney.
Okay.
Like some, they blew their whole savings. Okay.
Okay.
As an adult.
Okay.
Right. And all of a sudden, all the, you know, the experts online have stuff to say about Disney adults, all right? And I want to read you a couple of things.
Okay.
All right? So the main fool I'm talking about, all right, he said, okay, it, again, audacity, like chicken. Disney adults, especially with no kids, are ruining it for families by inflating the cost of everything. Okay.
Okay.
Disney adults should seek therapy to deal with childhood issues, not more trips to Disneyland. Disney should not cater to Disney adults. It's for families, not kids. All right. So.
Not adults, you mean?
It's for families, not kids. That's what it says, right?
But it would be for.
Disney should not cater to Disney adults. It's for families. It's for the kids.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I read that wrong.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. There's more. more stuff.
So what's his outlet that he wrote this for? Is he actually with a big news
or
is it like
magazine or something?
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was like
a guy in New York.
Okay.
All right. So, sure. Hang on. Okay, so here's another comment. Taking your kids at this point just turns them into Disney adults, especially if their childhood isn't great. Disney magic plus trauma means Disney as a coping mechanism. Okay?
Okay.
So, again, you know, all these armchair psychologists, most of the time, people who say this stuff are not Disney goers, okay?
Right.
So,
because their parents didn't take them.
Which is good because they would be a Disney adult.
Probably
because
their parents were sitting in a bar or a casino all weekend spending the family fortune on all that instead of taking care of the kids.
Okay. Well, that's like not a good statement. But
look at me. My family didn't take me to Disney. My dad took me one time.
Well, at least you got to go one time.
Yeah.
But like all of a sudden, like all this stuff is being said. And it's like, I have a point here. I swear to you, I do. It makes me think a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Like, I, growing up liking Disney, I never thought anything weird of it because Disney was part of our childhood. Disney movies. You
right.
know, going to Disney on vacation. Disney toys. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Like Disney TV, Disney Channel.
Right.
All of those things were there. Okay.
Right.
It's not like it was some secret society that you had to like seek out finding something Disney. It
right.
was there.
It was everywhere.
Right. Yeah. Right. 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 And going as a kid and then you wanting to go as an adult doesn't seem weird to me.
Right.
Right. But then, let's go to the stampede yesterday, okay?
That's insane.
Okay. people doing that crap?
That's what gives them a bad name.
That's what gives these people, like, see what I'm talking about? These people are nuts. You don't see any kids in that crowd. And you know what? They're right.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought that was a bit much, okay? But doing stuff like this is giving these people who think Disney adults are weird more ammunition to right. say that Disney adults are weird.
Right.
And I never thought of it as an odd thing going to Disney without kids because until there's all these people on social media that decided one day that this is not normal, that we all have trauma. That's why we go there to get away from, you know, our issues. All this stuff. But if you think about it, Walt wanted Disney to be a place to let your cares go and just be with the people that you love and be away from reality.
Right.
Okay. But that doesn't mean you got some deep-seated issue happening. Okay. Sometimes people just want a break from their 9-to-5, from, you know, the stuff that they got going on.
Well, and if you follow this jerk's philosophy, you could say the same thing about anything then. Well, you shouldn't go on cruises because cruises are for these type of people. And you shouldn't go to baseball games because that has some deep-seated thing that you never made it pro in your own life as a child. So why should you go do that? So, I mean, you could actually take any activity on earth to the
extreme.
Well,
somebody used an example at football.
Yeah.
You know, you get all enthralled with football every year. You want to go to the games. What's the difference?
And it costs. And you know what? Football costs a lot more to go to than it does to go to Disney.
Right.
I mean, granted, a week at Disney is very expensive. But if I had season tickets to go see the Lions in Detroit, I'd be spending almost as much for the full season for a 4-hour game every Sunday. For eight
right.
weeks.
Exactly. At least, so, you know.
Yeah. So roughly, I'm getting 32 hours of football for what it would cost me, probably $2,000. As opposed to an entire 7 days at Disney for like a little more than that for one person. So it's called vacation. And people need to realize that it is vacation. And you know what? For a lot of people, you know what? I will agree to a point. For a lot of people, Disney is an escape from the real world. And Disney can take you to places that maybe when you were a child that you escaped there in your mind. So for me, growing up, I didn't have the greatest upbringing. You know, you know the story, some people do, of my life. And I used to, being that Star Wars day, I can clearly say that today, I used to escape into that Star Wars universe.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to feel like, I know it wasn't real, but to me, it was fun to think about that universe and the things that happened in that universe. Marvel Comics. I could get lost in Marvel Comics because to me, it was a whole nother world. And you know what? It didn't disappoint me.
Yeah.
Like real life does.
Well, of course.
And that's where the difference comes. And it's not necessarily that you have an issue that you have to go there to solve. It's that it's an escape from the real world because real world sucks.
Well, escapism can be anything. Like you said, it could be going on cruises. It could be going to an island vacation for a week where you don't have all the hustle and bustle around you.
And of all the things that people do in their lives as adults, all the things that people do that most of society feels are wrong. Why is somebody picking on Disney, which most society doesn't feel is wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's people who go out and they drink it up every day and they spend their family fortune on alcohol or drugs. There's people who go to certain bars and such that are you probably shouldn't be at. It might go against what other people think is okay for you to go and do and sit and watch people do stuff. But you know what? It's your money at the end of the day. And just like anybody who buys the New Yorker's magazine to read this guy's column, now I might look at you and go, well, you're an idiot if you spend your money to read this guy because he doesn't have a clue on how the world works. But that's my opinion. Just like it's his opinion with the Disney stuff, but he shouldn't make people feel bad for what they're doing because I guarantee his life was not sunshine and roses because nobody's is.
Well, I think he's taking it originally how people are going, that Disney adults are going into debt to go to Disney.
And they shouldn't go into, I fully agree, you should not go into debt to have that vacation. However, if you save up and that's the vacation you want to have.
Right, but they're saying, I guess he's saying something about like blowing all your money and you have no money, let's say. Let's say you blew all your money at Disney. And you still want to go because you want to go to Disney and you're going to figure out a way to go.
But that goes back, if you want to take that to another extreme too, it's like the whole philosophy of people saying, I'll wait and have kids once I can afford them. Guess what? You will never afford them. No matter how much money you have, you will always say, I need more. I will buy a house one day when I can afford a house. If you wait till you can afford to buy the house of your dreams, you will never own a house or a new car or anything for that matter. So you know what? Spending money on something that you truly enjoy and it doesn't hurt anybody else.
Well,
who has the right to tell people they're wrong for that?
And, okay, has this dude never heard of Epcot? You can drink around the world there, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And you could hide all your childhood trauma there.
Right. You know, you could drink it away. But, okay, so this person, I'm reading X comments. Mm-hmm. This person makes me want to throat punch them. Okay? It says, Disney is for kids. The rides are for kids. The park is meant for kids. Not single adults clogging up the line for kids to have to wait for hours. You had your childhood. Now grow up and move on. It's their turn, you selfish hag.
And if that was the case, if that hag who wrote that was right, Disney would be out of business.
Right.
Disney parks would cease to exist, or it would be so expensive because you would have nobody going. They would have to charge an astronomical amount of money to even get into the park because guess what? You just told the whole family they can't come. It's got to be for 18 and under or 17 and under year olds to go into the park. And you know what? I've known teenagers who are afraid of some of the Disney rides.
Well, sure.
So the rides aren't necessarily meant for just kids. You know, what's your point at Cedar Point? Some of those rides are pretty intense for people to ride them and such, but are they rides? So are they only meant for kids? You know, no, I could say the same thing about sports, you know? Well, kids not going to understand baseball till they get to a certain age. Why should I take them to a game?
Yeah. I'm reading the comments on here, and some people, like, you can always find fault with it.
Yeah.
But, like, wait, hang on a second. Okay, this is a good one. On Disney Adults, I find it an annoying encroachment on a family segment of our society. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, why would families want to spend time together?
I think it's a real challenge of our era to age gracefully. Okay, so what a lot of these a-holes are saying is that, you know, that you got issues, you don't want to grow up, this and that. Okay, fine. You know, you post like, or, you know, people see posts of Disney, like the stampede yesterday, and they don't see kids. Well, actually, you shouldn't see kids in a stampede because kids would have gotten run over.
They would have got trampled, yeah.
Okay. There's room for everybody. But, okay, I'm as a Disney adult, I get annoyed when I get hit in the heels with strollers.
Right.
Okay? You know? Or I used to call them steam strollers when I used to write that article.
I got a dirty look a couple weeks ago at Epcot because some lady hit me with her stroller.
Oh, I remember. You were so mad.
I was about ready to throw her and the stroller in the lagoon.
And there was nobody even in the stroller.
No, it was just filled with the stuff that she bought at the store.
Stuff. And she hit you.
I know.
And you said, excuse, I'm sorry. You apologized to her.
I shouldn't have. I should have picked her up and thrown her in the stroller in the water.
You stop. So why can't...
You know what? That lady's got some issues.
Stop.
She pushes an empty stroller around hitting people in the ankles because her dad didn't take her out to do stuff. At
right.
The park.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's her deep down hatred.
But I guess I just don't understand why people like can't just let people live. I've always thought that Epcot was more of an adult park.
It is an adult because that's why they had to add a lot of the IPs into the park because kids, there was nothing fun.
They put Frozen over there for a reason.
Yes.
You know, they put Ratatouille.
Yeah.
But you cannot make a blanket statement like that. That adults that go to Disney with no children are weird. Because guess what? They would lose a whole lot of business.
Well, and you can also say, what about those couples who can't have children?
My
God. Are they not allowed to ever go have fun at a park like that again? I really have a big problem with people putting down other people for not, and they don't understand. So they speak their mind and say what they feel, but they don't have any reason to feel that way because they've never experienced it.
Oh.
And growing up, me and you grew up in the same city. You looked at Disney as it is what it is, and you got to go. I didn't get to go, but I never looked down on anybody who went either. It was just the way the world was. Was I into Disney as a kid? No. Was I into the Disney shows, Disney movies?
You were into Star Wars, but it wasn't owned by Disney.
It wasn't owned by Disney then. And there was only three good movies, and the other six have sucked.
Okay,
but there was three great movies that came out for Star Wars, and I grew up with those. And then Marvel, I always loved the comics, and the movies became great when Disney eventually bought Marvel, even though there was a few of the movies that were made before that. The movies have all been great. But I wasn't into Disney Channel. I mean, actually, I remember Disney Channel was a premium channel on cable. It wasn't just something included. So I didn't watch Disney Channel.
You never watched Donald Duck Presents?
No, I watched Nickelodeon, watched You Can't Do That on Television and Out of Control and those shows that were on the free cable station or the station that came with the normal cable basic subscription and not the premium channels. But I never looked down on somebody who got to do that kind of stuff.
But as an adult, like, I always say, Disney, you get it or you don't. And I don't think it's fair to make blanket statements these days with these people saying all Disney adults are weirdos. You know, I'm going to look more into this and I want to maybe do a part two of this next week because I'm very interested in reading more. I just started looking this up before we started. But, like, the whole, you know, opinions and like the pros and cons and all this. Somebody even put, you're going to love this. You should not be allowed to go to Disney World unless you have a child 12 or under.
Well, here's my rule now. And I'm calling out to all of our fans. If you think that this guy is wrong, I want everybody to find him and write to his editor. And let's see what can happen to him if he's got enough Disney fans coming at that paper or that magazine.
Oh, yeah. He's already gotten a lot of hate. But
yep.
it surprised me how many people agree. And those people that agree have no idea what it's like to go to Disney. They've never been.
But a lot of these people who agree with stuff like that are keyboard warriors who sit behind a computer and a keyboard and they type because they just want to spread hate. And that's all they want to do.
Rain on people's parade.
Yeah, that's all they
want. It is hard. I'm just going to close on this. It is hard in this world today to find joy. It is hard in this world to find something.
White meat chicken.
It is hard to find white meat chicken at Disney. It is hard to sometimes find something as a pick-me-up. And if going to a theme park makes you happy for a while, who cares? And they're talking about like, oh, well, Disney adults that live. But they're talking about people that spend like $15,000 to go, which is crazy.
But that's a lot of people overseas do that because they're coming here for 2 to 3 weeks.
From the UK, absolutely.
Yeah, and airfare alone is costing them a lot more.
But I'm just saying. Generally speaking, blanket statements like that really anger me. And yeah, I think people that say a lot of these things have never even been to the park, so they need to shut up.
Or if they have, they went there and all they did was complain about everything.
Wah, wah, wah. You know what? Shut up.
Don't go back. Yeah. We don't need you there.
We don't need you there. How about that? How about all the whiny pissers that are going to say stuff, you know, and be keyboard warriors? How about you don't go to Disney? How about that?
Yeah, because then you'll make the line shorter.
And you are the one who are making my day bad. So, okay, I'm done.
Are you sure?
For now.
Okay, but everybody find this guy and let's write his editor. And I'll express how we really feel about this guy and his...
tell you how we really feel about
you. Jagged reviews of what's going on. But, yeah, okay. Now that we've made all the announcements for House of Mouse Expo, I'm inviting you guys to write in with questions you have for me or Michelle. Again, so you can email any questions you have for me to Michelle, or any questions you have for Michelle to me. My email address, scott@themainstreetmouse.com. Michelle's michelle@themainstreetmouse.com. It's Michelle with one L, not two, or your email will not go through. Please feel free to email us anytime. We will ask the other one the question on the air, and you will get their response because we don't edit, we don't re-record, we don't preempt the question to the other one.
Yeah, you just get the real deal.
You get the real response of what's going to happen. So it might be good, might be bad. I think if it's bad, we probably would edit it, but otherwise yeah, we'll don't see. Do it. Michelle's J Dream Believing podcast comes out every Thursday, but you can download it any other time. But the new episode drops every Thursday. So if you have any comments, questions, or show ideas for her, you can email her again, michelle@themainstreetmouse.com, and she will gladly take those from you. Also, as we spoke about earlier in the show, her new book, Daydream Believing, Confessions of a Grown-Up Princess, is now available on our website to pre-order. For $20, you will get the book shipped to you and signed by Michelle. You can also put in there if you want her to sign it to somebody or your first name, whatever you want her to sign it to, she can do that for you as well. And we anticipate shipping all those out by the 26th, I think we said. Or is that the...
I thought you said 20th. Well, they should start going out.
Yes, 20th of the month. May 20th, we will start shipping those out. The book is ready to go. We just have to wait for our copies to arrive, and then we can start shipping them out. So go ahead and place your order. You can find those on the MainStreetMouse.com's website, and you can place that order. And we're going to talk about it a lot. So
I'm going to put it on social media when we're done here.
Yeah, it'll be everywhere. I'm going to run through our sponsors real quick. TMSM sponsors include our official travel partner of the Main Street Mouse, MEI Mouse Fan Travel, to help make your money and your time go further with all-inclusive, always complimentary white glove services from award-winning MEI Mouse Fan Travel. Wherever you travel, you deserve unparalleled support, honesty, and attention to detail for the best free travel agent in the business. You can reach them by any of their banners on our website. Click on the banner, take you to a landing page on their website, fill out a small form, just wanting to find out exactly what you're looking for, contact information, and then one of their great travel advisors will reach out to you and help you plan the perfect trip, vacation, cruise, whatever you're going to do. And best part of it, though, it is 100% free for you. It does not cost you anything extra to use their services, and they take care of all the hard work. They watch for price drops. They do it all for you. So reach out to them, and they will help you. Our official transportation partner of the Main Street Mouse is the Genie Transportation Service. Their trusted Orlando car service offers safe private transportation from Orlando International Airport straight to Walt Disney World, Universal Orlando Resort, and Port Canaveral. From spacious vehicles to friendly professional drivers, they make every ride stress-free, comfortable, and a little more magical so your family can focus on the fun ahead. Visit thegenieorlando.com. And last but never least, our official stroller and scooter partner, Kingdom Strollers, can help you with any rental you need. Make your Disney vacation stress-free with Kingdom Strollers, Orlando's trusted stroller scooter rental company, delivering clean, comfortable strollers and scooters right to your resort or wherever you're staying. Skip the hassle and travel light so you can focus on making magical memories. Visit KingdomStrollers.com. Please, if you use any of the services of any of the sponsors I mentioned, please let them know you heard about them on TheMainStreetMouse.com because that helps us. By you helping them, you're helping us stay with what we're doing, and we appreciate that so much. I spoke a lot. Go order Michelle's book. Go check out HouseMouseExpo.com. You guys have a great week, and we will talk to you. I will talk to you next week. I'm going to let Michelle close this out.
Okay, so thank you. Thank you so much for listening to our banter and our silliness every week. We could not do any of this without you. And please know that we are very grateful. And again, thank you in advance for supporting my new book. It's very scary to put yourself out there like that, but this is book number 4, so why not? I guess. So, all right, you guys. On that note, I hope you have a wonderful, fantastic, magical weekend, and we'll see you real soon.
Our trip around the Magic Kingdom is almost complete. I can't thank you enough for spending part of your day with me. And I hope you've enjoyed your journey as much as I've appreciated being a part of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please gather your belongings, watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
On behalf of our entire flight crew, thanks for soaring with us.
Now I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home.
Some imagination, huh?